Hi everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yaks and Roommates, and today I have Alex Haubrick, former lead deckhand and now founder and creator of Yachty World, which I know all of you know about, the amazing platform that he has built. Thank you, Alex, for saying yes to being here today.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm super excited. I usually don't get a lot of male guests, so I'm excited to have you on the other side of the screen. And prior to starting the recording, I was asking Alex a little bit about his background. And one of the things that he mentioned was that when he started his yachting career, he felt very lonely. And in a way, I think maybe this is what almost led you into where you are right now. So can you tell us a little bit about how it was that you were feeling and why you were feeling lonely when you started your yachting career?
Sure. So just to give you the audience a breakdown, my first job was a 30-meter Ferretti. It was my first job in yachting, in the stateside. And I had an 83-year-old captain and 45-year-old first officer. So there was a huge age gap. So we didn't really have similar interests. I couldn't really go out with them or explore or go out to bars or whatever. So I had to get creative and I had to get out there by myself. It was great. We went all the way to San Francisco, and actually the birth of the Yachty World was in a place, well, at least the thought process of it, the beginning, was when I was isolated in an island in Stockton, California. Many of you probably don't know where that is. It's not a popular yachting destination. I was alone for 2 weeks. I had the jet skis out. I had enough food. I had the boat to myself, which was fantastic, but there was nobody to kind of
have fun with,
interact with at all. I was alone on that island. Yeah. And I started brainstorming. I was like, okay, what is actually happening in the yachting industry? This is not what I thought it would be. This is completely, is this actually for me? Is this what it's all about? So I started doing some research, seeing what's happening in the yachty world, and couldn't really find anything, which was the birth of me starting a community on Instagram, because Instagram just came out around 2012. And I started building the community slowly, and now it's grown to over 50,000 followers on Instagram. I've got Facebook as well, and YouTube I'm starting to build, as well as my websites. And that kind of loneliness pushed me to change that. I didn't want to be that lonely again in the yachting industry or in my life. So I made an effort to change that, and so far it's paid off pretty well.
Amazing. Sorry if I cut you off.
No, that's weird. Did you have another?
Came into my mind when you were talking is that, every November we have the Movember, right? Which is like this, what do you call it? Movement about mental health, men's mental health and suicidal, awareness and all this stuff. And in yachting, it's like a huge thing, right? Everybody wears their mustaches, their mustache and all this stuff. And I just wonder, as a male in the industry, have you dealt with depression? Have you dealt with, I know that you definitely dealt with isolation, and that could potentially lead to depression. And I wonder, when we are wearing, when the boys are wearing the mustache, is there actual interaction between you guys about why we're wearing the mustache and creating an actual awareness of, depression and mental health and all this stuff? Or is it just like, we don't even know why we're wearing it, we're just doing it?
I mean, as a guy, like having a reason to grow a mustache or a beard is fine. Having an excuse is fine. So I remember on previous boats, it was just fun to just grow your beard as big as possible, especially during the crossing. It was an excuse to look scruffy. Obviously not when there's guests around. But I find that a lot of men don't really discuss mental health. They don't like to discuss their issues with each other, because there's that stigma where men are supposed to be hard, they're supposed to be strong. And saying that you're unhappy or depressed could be a sign of weakness, which is, it's common. As a guy, this is how it is for me. We're not really open to discussing our feelings. Unless you got close friends or something and you can say, look, I'm not really doing so well at the moment because this and this and this. Maybe you just got out of breakup. There's so many different reasons. So what tends to happen, what I've seen happen, is they'll turn to, it can, not with everyone, but they can turn to alcohol or drugs or something like that to kind of numb the pain, because men want to stay hard, you know. It's only now recently people have been discussing mental health, and it's becoming more and more, people are becoming more aware of it. And yeah, I still don't have a lot of people coming to me saying that they're not doing well, but it happens sometimes. And it's a sign, I see it as a sign of strength when you're asking for help.
Do you ever ask for help yourself while you were on board? Felt like you were at that stage where you're like, you know, like, I'm not really feeling good. This is,
oh yeah.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about how that evolved for you? Like, who did you ask for help? How did they support you?
I didn't really ask for help, to be honest. I was just trying to stay positive. I would build myself up to be like, okay, I can get through this, for whatever reason it was. My first boat, for instance, where it was lonely, because of the age gap, I forced myself to get out there. I was unhappy for a time, maybe even depressed. I don't know. But that forced me to get out there. I was like, okay, I'm going to make a plan to change the situation for myself and maybe go make friends by going out to bars, by going to hostels. I went to hostels on the weekend just to get away and take a break from the boat. And that helped me a lot. Just connecting with different people and new people, other travelers. That was in San Francisco, where there were no other yachties.
So you became your own cheerleader, and instead of asking for help, you asked for help to your own self, and you're like, okay, I got this. Like, I'm going to take actual action in order to feel better. And that's kind of what led you into where you are now, in a sense.
I was proactive. I was like, okay, I do not like the situation. I don't like how I'm feeling at the moment. I need to do something about it. And that's what I did. I got out there and put myself in uncomfortable situations where it could be quite awkward to meet new people at some stage, but I kept pushing through. And it's a skill that you can develop over time as well. So I encourage people to get out of their comfort zones. Because say you go to a networking event, you go into the Triton, for instance, and you go in there by yourself. That can be quite a daunting task to go out there and meet people, because everyone's in their little groups that come with people. So it can be hard to break into that sometimes.
Yeah, it sounds similar to dog walking. When you talk,
it's the same thing. Like, I encouraged a lot of people, okay, instead of trying to go get day work, I would tell them, you know what you need to do? Go get rejected 10 times and then come back to me and let me know how it goes. I've done that. A friend of mine did that, and he recorded the whole process. He got rejected 10 times, but that led to day work the next day. He eventually found something. And I would do this challenge. Like, I would be my own cheerleader. I'll say, okay, go get rejected 10 times. At least you tried. And usually when I would put myself in that awkward position, it sucks getting rejected. It can be like, it crushes you. I've been there. But eventually something will come from it. Like, I'll go duck walk, could get rejected from all the boats in the marina. And then I go back home feeling sorry for myself. But then I get an email like, hey, I'm looking for delivery crew. Would you like to come up to New York? This happened to me. And that ended up being amazing. I ended up staying with the boat for a while.
I feel like, you know, getting rejected and saying, no, I'm going to continue to show up. That's why it pays off, because you are showing up. Even if you cannot see what you want in the moment, it will come to you. You just need to continue to show up. And not only show up to day work, but showing up for yourself when it comes down to, you know, not feeling okay. And if that means that you do need to ask for help because you don't find the strength within you like you did, you know, to be able to take action on your own and move forward, then obviously asking for help is the next step. I know that at one point we were talking on Instagram, you know, texting, and you told me that one of the things that you have seen is that on board is unhappy crew. Where do you think unhappiness stems from? Like mainly, obviously.
At the end of the day, it comes from the very top. If your boss doesn't treat the captain well, the captain's probably not going to treat the crew well. And it stems down all the way down from the top. And the person at the bottom ends up taking all the crap. I've seen this happen. Maybe that's not your experience, whoever's watching, but this has been my observation. Also, there can be sometimes people with big egos on board, people who think I am the whatever, first mate, I'm the captain, and they really force that into you and break you down because they can fire you at any moment. That's bad. And I don't know, some people just have a power trip. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I know it happens a lot.
Yeah.
I've seen some terrible things happen on board to other people. I can't really go into it, but working on boats is tough, especially living with the same people 24/7. You can't really escape. It can get ugly. And you've just got to keep yourself, you've got to be self-motivated. You've got to build yourself up. Don't kind of detach from other people's issues, because if they're coming onto you with a terrible attitude, it's most likely because something bad is going on in their lives. So don't take it personally. And if they do have a real problem with you, try and understand what that problem is and fix it. And if they are unable to help you, you've got to reach out to help. That people, there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help. And now, since COVID, there's been a lot of coaches that have popped up, which is actually, it's new. It's a great thing, because now you have somebody who is going to do everything they can with their knowledge and power to help you get through these situations, which I think is great. And if I had to go back on board and deal with these, with whatever negative situations now, I would reach out for help, because it makes you stronger. You can't really go through these things alone. You can, but it's hard. You got to be hard.
And what's your advice for head of departments, captains that maybe they would like to become more open, more supportive to their crew, but maybe they don't really even know how to, because they haven't been taught, right? Because it's like, we continue to do what we have learned in the industry. It's like, oh, this is how they did it when I was younger. This is how I'm going to continue to do it. But it is a choice to change how we support our crew. And so what would be your advice to them?
I would say there are a lot of captains and leaders out there who actually support their crew, which is amazing. But there's a lot out there that just abuses the crew, especially green crew are struggling. They get abused. Some of them don't get paid very well. And yeah, they don't really have a life. So I would say investing in leadership courses, for instance, that's becoming more available in this industry now. And there are people like the crew coach who are helping head of departments learn how to deal with their staff, with their crew. And I think it's important. If you have great communication skills and you know how to lead, everything's going to run a lot smoother. Everyone's going to be happy. The guests are going to be happy. And at the end of the day, guest satisfaction is the goal, right?
Right.
So it all comes down from the top. And yeah.
So basically, if you are a head of department or captain that, for whatever reason, you're not really sure how to manage and lead in the sense of being more supportive, then get help. Get that support system for yourself so you can support your crew in a more nourishing way, basically. And yeah, people like the crew coach, crew glue, like there's tons of things outside of the yachting industry that can help, but there are specific people inside the yachting industry that understand the industry that can actually help to...
A lot of people have noticed this gap in the industry or this pain point, and they're working to fix, they work hard to fix these issues because it's common. But I mean, it's also easy as a head of department to learn these skills on your own. You can read certain books, you can, How to Win Friends and Influence People is a great one. I mean, maybe that's all you need just to learn how to deal with people and get them to do something that you want in a good way. That's going to benefit everybody at the end of the day.
Yeah, it comes back to self-development at the end of the day. You cannot lead if you don't know how to lead your own life. So it's self-development is so important, and it's one of the things that is lacking in the industry since like ever. Because I talked to somebody that was in the industry since the 80s, and this has been a recurrent thing that she has seen over, you know, over 20 years. The lack of self-development in as an individual, you know, to be better at your job and dealing with different cultures and environments that we are chosen to be in this position. So we need to really invest in ourselves to make the most out of it. So before we go, can you tell us a little bit about Yachty World, what you're doing now, where you're wanting to take it, and how can people reach you if they want to be supported by you?
Most people may know Yachty World through Instagram because that's the platform that I focused on most of the time, because I like to share the visual stories and experiences. I've launched Yachty World Online, which is a new platform that came out during COVID, during the lockdown. I found a way to help support yacht crew as well as the businesses. And basically what we can provide, since we've built such a large network, we are now providing exposure for these yacht crews. So yes, I still require, or I still advise the members to sign up with all the agencies, and I have a list of agencies which I recommend. But then I give that added bonus where I advertise the crew on my platforms, and a lot of the times jobs will come to them. So my goal is to kind of highlight people, our members, to my audience. So I really get to know them, I understand their story, what qualifications they have, what they're looking for. It's a personalized service. So it's not automated at all. I do everything manually. I go through everything myself, and I understand the crew member, where they are, etc. And also when jobs come my way all the time. So if I feel that this specific person matches this job, I connect the two together, and yeah, then the goal is made. I also do marketing services for businesses, and I vet all the businesses. I understand a lot of them I know already, and I have known for the past few years. But they are lacking on social media where everyone else is. So I kind of give them a boost, and I let people know what they are all about. Because I believe that people trust Yachty World now, because I'm not just posting irrelevant stuff. It's all relevant, all trusted businesses and so on. So I'm trying to help people discover, connect, inspire at the end of the day. That's the goal.
Yeah. I want to thank you, because you know, we look at your platform, it's all like the highlights and the best of Yachty, and you know, and then you look and you're like, well, that's great, but that's almost like Instagram reality. Like, that's not really all of it, right, in yachting. And it's so refreshing to have you on the other side of the screen and getting real and vulnerable and raw and be like, you know what? Yes, there is this amazing life, but I have also encountered the other side of it, and I can support you in that.
Oh, so I know everybody goes through their struggles, and obviously nobody documents their pain points, really. There's some people that do, but nobody's whipping out their phone saying today was terrible, or taking a picture when they're feeling down. Nobody does that. Go get help. I highly recommend getting help. be vulnerable. It will make you stronger at the end of the day. That's what I've realized recently. But yeah, get outside your comfort zone. Be willing to get rejected. Detach from terrible situations. So if somebody's nasty to you, understand that's not you. It's more them if they're acting that way. And shame for them, right? Yeah, that's
awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us today and sharing your life and your experience and your advice. And if you guys want to get in touch with Alex, please check the links below the videos. And I'm sure you already follow him on Instagram, but I'll still, the link is on the below the video here. And yeah, that's a wrap. Thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. It was great to finally connect.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Bye.